Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I'm bad. Amazing way.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. That's right. We're bad. I love that song. I'm excited about having Bill Schley back on the show, folks. He's one of our branding experts, and as you know, one of my favorite topics to talk about, Bill, is the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand, Rediscovering the Lost Art of the Big Idea. And he's also a partner at David Inc., an international brand consulting firm headquartered in the beautiful state of Connecticut. He's our friend. Bill, welcome back to the show.
How are you doing? Good to be here.
It's good to have you here, as always. And I was telling my audience earlier in the hour before you got here when I told them that you were going to be here. And, you know, anytime I get on one of my, I mention one of the topics that they know is my soapbox, mm-hmm. one of my soapboxes, Bill, I can just see them rolling their eyes out there. Oh, here he goes again. branding is one of those. I said, I'd like to take every small business owner by the shoulders and shake them just a little bit.
Yeah.
And say, you have a brand. You can brand. You can not only have a brand, you not only can develop brands and build brands and lead with brands, you can dominate with your brands.
Yes.
But they don't get it, do they?
Well, I think they...
Except for the people who listen to the show.
Exactly. They all have great brands. Well, the thing that's funny is that if they want to get a little bit of a little confidence, they should just watch those Super Bowl ads, and then they can see how the corporations with the biggest budgets in the world and with the biggest advertising agencies and the smartest minds in the business can screw up so bad,
yeah.
and be so ridiculous and so idiotic that they can literally throw away $5 million a minute on advertising. And then they can say, you know something, if those guys are that bad, I can certainly do better than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all they've got to do is, I mean, the people that invented advertising, which are the people that gave us the commercials and things that you still remember today, 50 years later, you still remember Wheaties Breakfast of Champions, and
plop,
you still remember
plop,
M&M's.
Fizz.
Yeah, plop, plop. You remember all those things. You can't even get them out of your head, and you don't want to because you love, people think, oh,
it's
people
part of my life.
People love great commercials.
It's part of the soundtrack of our life, isn't it?
It is. But also because it gives us useful information that we really needed to actually help us navigate through the 35,000 products that are on the shelves, that help us, you know, understand why we need something, what we should buy, why we should trust something. So we love those great ads. The people that invented those ads are rolling over in their graves when they see those crazy beer commercials, or they see, I mean, I
give
love
us an example. Give us an example of the egregious ones. Give us an example.
It's
okay to pick on them. It's okay.
As you know from reading the book, I mean, I don't mind picking on them. I mean, we're preaching
you're
the gospel
equal opportunity,
of good branding here. So
you're an equal opportunity disser.
We are. We're fighting the good fight. So, the beer commercials and the beverage commercials for me.
You're talking about the one about the great refrigerator.
You mean the Pepsi commercial where
it's a beer. It's the refrigerator. Isn't that the one where the guy's has the revolving door?
Oh yeah. Well, but the problem is, you see, it's great. Okay, now you see, you remember the shtick. You remember
that's funny.
The
I remember funny, the funny part. Yeah,
but you don't. But if I told you, you don't remember whether it's Heineken.
I don't remember which company it is,
and you don't care.
And I've seen it six times.
And you know what? You could put beer in that refrigerator. You could put anybody's beer in that refrigerator and still spin that thing around.
Yeah.
And it would still, you could be mayonnaise in the refrigerator, and it would still spin around.
But the one I do remember, and the company that I do know that made it, is the Clydesdale one.
The Clydesdale
commercial, where the little bitty Clydesdale is trying to pull the wagon, and the parents go around and help him push it, and he doesn't know it.
I know, and thank God they.
But I only remember that because I know that Budweiser has a Clydesdale.
Well, and they, but you know what? That's interesting. But they've spent about 50 or 60 years reinforcing that image.
We don't have that kind of money or that kind of time.
No. But I'll tell you something. Thank goodness they did that. They made that interesting, nice, and that made the feel-good commercial because a year ago, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I don't know if you remember, they had the Clydesdale blow flatulence in the guy's date's face. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
So now that wasn't a
red letter day, was it?
No, it wasn't a high point.
That wasn't a Madison Avenue high point. No question about that.
It's just, I don't sit there. But this year, remember the guy when the idiot kid says to his boss, "I hid beer around the office."
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we gotta go.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. When we come back,
music for me, so I'll.
When we come back, I found some genius words about branding in Bill's book, and I'm going to read them to you, and you're going to like it. 28 till, stay with us.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings. I would not.
The Godfather.
I feel good. I knew that I would not.
I'm feeling pretty good myself right now.
So
17
good.
Till, I'm Jim Blassingame.
So good. I got
Small Business
you.
Advocate.
Oh,
yeah, that's not. Bill Slay in the background there doing the background vocals. Bill's also the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. I want to read a little bit of this. Bill, with your permission, I'd like to read a few words from your book.
Absolutely. You can read them in English, or because some people like it. That's great.
Yeah, love English to. is the preferred language right here.
go
okay.
It.
All right, folks, I want you to pay attention because this is going to be on the test. Too many folks think branding is what airlines do when they repaint the planes every few years or what banks do when they refresh the signage in their lobbies. Friends, this is not branding. This is paint on the surface of branding. I'm going to repeat that. This is paint on the surface of branding. Branding is about finding a specific idea that you stand for. I'm going to repeat that too, folks. Branding is about finding a specific idea that you stand for. Finding a way to own that idea in a credible way and ultimately building total trust that you will always deliver. It's about your walk well before you talk. You make physical material adjustments to your product, service, and market conduct as necessary to align to that branding idea. Bill, are you saying the brand comes first, the products come next?
I'm saying that's actually kind of interesting. I'm saying that the idea comes first. Okay, and the idea comes first, and the idea's got to come out of your product. So I guess, frankly, the product comes first. Nothing is more important than how you perform and what you do. Nothing, because that's when the brand happens. Then decide what you stand for, and only then, when you have an idea, do you start any kind of advertising or communication. We walk into these big companies where people start talking about, hey, I got a great idea for a funny commercial, and they tell you about all these funny commercials. They're with it, but where's the idea? Those funny commercials lead you to the kind of beer commercials that we saw on the Super Bowl, but they have nothing to do. Tell me what your idea is. For example, remember the Master Lock, you know, that used to be on the Super Bowl where you shoot the bullet through the lock?
Yeah.
You know, that idea is, we've got the strongest, let's show them we have the strongest lock in the world. It's so strong you could fire a bullet through it. Now, when that idea gets your advertising, your commercials, everything from that point on is just based on that idea, and nobody can get it out of their heads. It's just so simple. You don't even need words. You just need a picture, which is what they did. So it's all about that idea and how you perform, because your brand, your logos, your signs, your funny commercials, they're just an invitation to someone that says, try me. I'd like you to think of me this way. But when they try it, that's when they decide whether they believe you or not.
So get your performance right. What bugs me, and when I think of the anti-brand, when I think of anti-branding, I think of the word manipulation.
Right.
Am I right about that?
Yeah. Cause
you see, you know what I mean by manipulation? I mean, you've been talking about it a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
And manipulation is when you try to use words, you try to use humor, you try to use whatever to manipulate me into thinking that you've got what I want, rather than about execution and delivering the goods, as you say, and about execution.
Yeah.
I mean, so many people, so many companies, too many companies out there, their long suit is their ability to manipulate and to make a claim and not to deliver the goods.
Well, you know, that's, I tell you, the last paragraph of my book, we quoted Andy Rooney, one of my favorite guys out there, because I think he's a sensible guy that tells the truth and sees things the old-fashioned way. But he said, the problem we have today is too much marketing, not enough quality.
Right.
And that's a profound statement.
So how do we convert that? And I believe that, folks, very much what Bill just said. I think that's see, Bill, I think small business owners have an incredible opportunity in the 21st century to deliver the quality and not the advertising, because we typically don't spend, we obviously don't spend as much money on advertising as big companies do, or on trying to brand to spend money on branding.
Right.
Our strong suit is in the delivery, isn't it?
Okay, but exactly. But listen to this. See, advertising is just a tiny portion of it. You can be the greatest brand in the world and do no advertising.
That's right.
Because with advertising...
Look at Google.
Well,
when have you ever seen a Google ad?
Here's another one, just another good example. Because you see what happens if you start out as a small business with great branding and great performance, you become a big business.
Right.
Okay? But there's something called, there's an ice cream store called Cold Stone Creamery. Now, I don't know if they have them down where you are.
I don't know.
They're spreading everywhere. My kids told me about it. What they tell you is when you walk in, there's just a bunch, there's like three or four basic flavors, like chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, let's say. And then all the fixings, okay? And then they've got this big, huge slab, this giant piece of granite that's frozen.
I've seen that.
And they mix it right in front of you, and you make your own flavor, and it's a blast, okay? But they never advertised.
Right.
What they did is they had a great name called Cold Stone, which meant that you couldn't say the name without thinking about their difference. You can't say the name without thinking about what makes them different. Now, that costs a small business nothing. That's not advertising. That's naming, okay? And we talk about exactly how to do that in the book. But then you walk into that store, you walk into that brand. If you walk into the surroundings that look fresh and great, and you see they've set it all up, and you see all the fixings right there when you walk in, you literally walk into that brand. Then when you taste the ice cream, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So you see everything they've done.
They've got the intuitive name.
Right. That's right.
They've got the theater of making your ice cream for you, and they deliver the quality.
That's right, and they don't even, and they never advertise.
And none of that
costs.
They're
one of the fastest growing businesses there are.
None of that costs extra.
Small
business owners, and folks, that's a prescription for success for you. Tintail. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bill Schley is our guest. Why Johnny Can't Brand is the book. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you will. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And also don't forget to check out our blog, which I think you'll like. People are really enjoying the blog, and they're using it. They're roaming around on the blog and using it to their advantage, and I really, that makes me happy to see that that's what's happening, that people are using what we do to their advantages. And thanks to our great partners, our outstanding corporate partners, it's all free to you, except my books. When you buy the books, which you can do from the site, we make you pay for those. So, but you know how that works. Bill Schley has got a great book, and he'll sell you his book too. Bill, where is it? Where is it available, please?
Well, it's available at Amazon, of course, and Barnes and Noble, and at any of the big bookstores. And,
what about your website?
Yes, well, it's we don't sell it directly, but we have a link from our website. Our website is www.davidid.com.
DavidID.com.
Yeah, like the name. David.
Can we read a little excerpt about the book there?
You sure can. You can you can see the front and back covers, and you can read a little bit about our philosophy, and then you can click right through to Amazon. Somebody said the other day we should write on the homepage, it should just say, buy now. So maybe
oh, I have one of those buttons. I have one of those buttons.
Well, I was gonna, we got to get some
They work like a charm. Okay.
Yeah, we
Bill,
do.
Bill, you said something to me off the air that I wanted you to promise that you would say it when we come back. Folks,
right.
Listen to this, please.
Well, I just said small business people, we're talking today about the legions of small business people that really are the engines of this economy, and there's people that want to be small business people, there's people that are, and then there's all the people that didn't really want to be but that were forced because they lost, you know, their factories closed, and, you know, big companies are laying off people by the tens of thousands while, unfortunately, they keep increasing CEO pay, and that's another issue. But the fact is that small business people should never have an inferiority complex about branding. They should never think that they can't do this because there are about 17 rules, and they're right in the book. And if you read those rules, and they're all common sense, they're the kind of rules that each one you read, you go, aha, I knew that rule. That's so sensible. That's so right. I can do that. If you just follow those things, you can create the best brands in the world, and I see it every day. The thing that you don't have is you don't have layers of bureaucracy and committees or some new marketing officer that comes in that destroys your good idea because he didn't invent it. You as a small business person, you can take the passion and commitment and the knowledge you have of your customers and get one idea, and you can keep it pure and simple and make it successful. And I tell you, the greatest brands I've seen recently are done by little businesses. We have examples in the book, but I mean, massage therapists that differentiate themselves, and pizza parlors and hardware stores. Doesn't matter who it is, they come up with great ideas.
Well, the thing that small business owners don't realize is that. More and more, I think the marketplace, I think the consumer, a lot of times I think people have the idea that the consumer is moving towards people like Walmart. I actually don't believe that. I think some people are, but I think more and more Americans are moving, their lives are evolving in such a way that they actually more it's more conducive for them to do business with a small business. And one of the reasons is because more and more, this is one of my big hot buttons, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that more and more every day, more and more small business, more and more consumers, I should say, are valuing their time more than their money.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And I think that's one of the biggest opportunities for small mm-hmm. business, saving mm-hmm. customers time, delivering the same stuff that Walmart delivers maybe. Or
yep.
another big box, delivering the same stuff, charging more for it,
mm-hmm.
unabashedly.
Yep.
But because of the way you execute, the way you save them time, and maybe
right.
the theater that you provide.
Yeah,
the experience.
Right. There's something else too, because again, there are 35,000, 50,000 products out there, all competing for your
right.
your attention. And there's
and those
so
are just
many
the shoe
businesses.
Models. Those are just the shoes, right?
You're right, right. But they're all these faceless people from far away, and they charge you, and then you call up and you try to get the customer. You know, you get on the
right.
phone and you go through that. You know, the classic phone bank where you can never get a human being. People are dying to find someone they can trust.
Something special.
Something special, sure, but so often today, it's special if I can know someone, if I can trust them, if
that's
I can
the,
know
that's
that I can just
part,
get
though.
The great service. Huh?
That's the special part, the trust.
That is.
That's what is special to me.
And small businesses can connect with people on that level. That's their great opportunity.
Better than any other sector in the marketplace. Bill,
that's
give us
right.
the website again, please.
DavidID.com.
Why Johnny Can't Brand, wherever books are sold. The author is Bill Schley, Schley. Thanks, Bill. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go. Right back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.